Illinois State University students are starting their second week of classes today. By now, they have a place to stay, a bag full of books, and a jam-packed schedule of classes, work, and student clubs. One thing that may be missing is access to nutritious food. The new School Street Food Pantry helps to fix that. It opens next month inside the normal First United Methodist Church right next to ISU. GLT's Ryan Denham sat down with four of the organizers, Normal Township Supervisor Sarah Grammer, Reverend Kim Burke from the church, and ISU students Gina Campbell and Noah Tang. Campbell says the data on food insecurity among college students is clear.
One of those studies basically brought together all the current research. So in that, they did an analysis, and they came to find that about 45% of students nationally are facing some version of food insecurity. So that either means that they are very food insecure or food insecure according to the U.S. standard of food insecurity.
And what about data related to ISU? Do you have any sense of whether or not that 45% figure or something close to it exists here on our campus?
Yes. So our statistics are very similar. So we have three different studies that happened on campus. One of them is an IRB-approved study, so that means it went through the Institutional Review Board, and that's in preparation for publication. That study indicated 40% of students are food insecure. So in that study, there were a few different requirements, and they were looking at a few different things, which is... But some of those questions were comparable to the ones that we utilized in later studies. So there was a survey done by myself and Noah and another student that indicated about 45% were food insecure. And then there was also a study done by the student government spring 2017. And some of their questions, one of their questions was, do you know other students that are experiencing food insecurity? And over 60% of students indicated that they knew somebody that was experiencing food insecurity. So the statistics are very similar to the national statistics.
How did this come together?
My interest started last fall. I'm the Normal Township Supervisor, and part of my job is to administer assistance to people in the community who are experiencing financial hardships. And towards the end of last fall semester, I had a number of college students who came in the office who were struggling to get through the end of the semester. They were already so invested, and they had just a few weeks left to get through finals, but were struggling with possibly losing their apartments. I remember a couple people in particular had already had their electricity shut off and had been trying to maintain their school schedule without electricity to their apartment. And food wasn't even talked about. And yet I could tell they were very, very hungry on top of the other structural things that they were trying to maintain. There are actually no food pantries currently open in the area on Fridays, for example. Most of them are weekday mornings during the time that a lot of students are in school. So I recognized a gap.
So Pastor Kim, why was this something that you wanted to have in your church?
We have been aware of the issue of food insecurity, and we also are very aware of where we sit geographically and want to be good neighbors with ISU and with college students. We have a college ministry that we share space with here in our building, and so we're kind of aware of those issues as well. And so we are aware that, you know, we have some of the space and we can partner with. It just seems like a great fit of being able to reach out to be good neighbors, to share that space with others. So we feel very fortunate and privileged to be able to do that and come together in that way.
Well, what kinds of things will be in this room come September 21st?
There's a few different things that we would like to supply and to help students with. Basic level, what is going to be in this room? We are looking to supply fresh veggies, fruits. Produce is something that is indicated by students as a need in one of the surveys that we completed. U of I Extension Office provides a list that specifies what makes a food pantry healthy also. And they say that produce, meats, proteins, so soy burgers, etc., and then also vitamin D-rich products such as milks. And then we're also looking to provide some different courses. So not only just those materials, and also toiletries, I forgot to mention that. We're going to be providing budgeting courses, cooking classes, and then also courses on how to apply for SNAP so that students can, get on their feet.
So Noah, at this point in the process, you're several weeks away from opening the pantry. What do you need right now? What could the public do to help you guys get this thing up and going?
We are in need of volunteers to help us set up. We need volunteers to help kind of bring in the food basically on regular shipment days. We need people to man the stations to kind of help people get the food. And we also need people to donate things like non-perishable foods and especially if you have cookbooks at home that you do not use, we're thinking of starting a little cookbook library for students to have because I know a lot of people have them just lying around and college students could use them because we're going to, as a part of the mission of the food pantry, we want to help students learn how to cook as well, just not give them ramen and let them go. We also accept monetary donations.
Those can be dropped off at the church between 8 and 4, and that can be dropped off at the office.
And if anyone wants to go see, you can go to www.schoolstreetfoodpantry.org, and that has a whole bunch of information and resources on it for people who might want to volunteer as well.
That's GLT's Ryan Denham speaking with ISU student Noah Tang and the other organizers of the new School Street Food Pantry. Starting September 21st, the pantry will be open from 4 to 6 p.m. every Friday.